on the banks of the Grand River, high above the Alora Gorge. This is the Buzzer Podcast. Indie music, new releases, industry insiders, out-of-the-box conversations with guests from the true north, from the west coast to the east coast to across the pond, and from down under. And now, here is Shay.
Hey, Shay here on Air Indie. Welcome and enjoy episode 25. First, music history boil down for March 12th. In 2006, former Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour went number one on the UK album chart with his third solo album, On an Island. A UK radio station called Planet Rock held a poll asking listeners to name the greatest solo album written by a former band member. David Gilmour was voted into first place with On an Island. Tonight, we catch a quick chat with Marty Ray Project out of Tennessee, United States. Marty Ray Project is an indie artist with a fan base of over 1.2 million fans and over 200 million views across all social media platforms. The videos he puts out on social media have at times been legendary. With a unique and versatile voice, his music is undefinable. Welcome, Marty. Thank you for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me. Honored to be here.
Thank you. So you have incredible vocals. I've been listening to your music actually past week out of enjoyment. First, it was for the research, and then I listened to it all the time, especially for some of the tracks that we're featuring. How did you get into music?
Well, I was just always, I came out of the womb singing, and I just was always able to do it. I always loved it. And I used to mimic people growing up. That's all I could really do was mimic people because I didn't know my voice. And I'll just start putting videos out. And if any of them yield fruit, then I'll know that it was from him because it says God honors effort. And we'll see what happens. He's been honoring my effort ever since.
It definitely does. It's hard to pin down your music space. Like I listen to some of your music and I see reggae influence, others very rhythm and blues. There's another song that is more of a contemporary ballad. Do you consider yourself part of a certain genre?
I don't. That's why I don't want to sign with a record. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to sign with a record label, because I want to be able to always write and sing whatever songs I want. So I might have an EDM song come to my head and I'll write it, record it, and release it on the same album as I have a country song or a rock song or a blues song or a reggae song. So
yeah, that's the song I was thinking of. Set It Off. It's a very dance hall type song.
Yeah, EDM.
Yeah, that's why I was at, because I was listening to Ice Baby, which has a bit of ska and reggae, and then I happened upon Set It Off, and I'm like, wow, what genre is he? I love that, because I believe music shouldn't be pigeonholed. Like, it has its positives, but, an artist is an artist. So are you influenced by any legacy bands or any blues greats or any other artists, or does it just come from your heart?
Well, no, I think anybody, if anybody said they weren't influenced by somebody, they'd be lying to you. Like, my whole life, I grew up, my influences just come from all over the map. It's, when I grew up listening to gospel music, like black gospel music. And Mahalia Jackson, Shirley Caesar, Rance Allen, people like that. And that's what kind of church I went to. Mm-hmm. And because I grew up Pentecostal, so we know how to throw down, you know. And I grew up listening to that. Then that kind of morphed into Boys to Men. And then Boys to Men kind of turned into Al Green and Al Green and B.B. King. And then when I was 12 years old, I discovered Garth Brooks. And that's the first time I actually started liking country music, because I hated country music because my parents listened to it for a long time. And it wasn't until I went and saw Garth Brooks live. My mom dragged me to the concert. But when I saw him live, I was like, man, this guy needs to get my attention. He's got my attention, rather. He don't need to. He didn't have to get my attention, but he had it. And I started digging into that, which then in retrospect made me go back and listen to more George Jones and Merle and Waylon and Willie and all these people, and Hank Sr. and people like that. So then also that turned into Charlie Daniels, and then Charlie Daniels turned into Lynyrd Skynyrd. So and I never stopped listening to any of those previous people either. So it just always has been in my life, you know, Ray Charles and even Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley, all these people I still listen to today, Sam Cooke. But my favorite genre, I believe, is probably still gospel and soul. That's probably my favorite genre of music.
Do you sing at the church now?
I don't.
Tell me about the song we're going to listen to, Ice Ice Baby.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't trying to really convey any message with it other than I hope somebody, it was really just a filler video. I was at that time, I had already had a viral video. I was making videos and they would do okay, but they were just like, you know, 10, maybe 10,000 was the max. And I think one of them might've got 30,000, but that was about it. And I thought that was great. So I was just trying to keep that train going with the tens of thousands. And then I did a parody. You know what a parody is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So I did a parody of All About That Bass, and I made it All About That Beard. And I made a music video, and that music video in one day got like 2 million views.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah. So after that, I said, man, I got to really stay consistent. So I was trying to stay consistent on posting videos on Facebook. I wasn't even really on YouTube at the time when all this happened. And wasn't even on my Facebook page. I was just on a personal profile doing this. And that got 2 million views. And I was trying to post mm-hmm. consistently, and I had missed 2 weeks. And I said, well, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And even on that first post on my personal profile, I put, I know it's been a while. I'm just trying to stay consistent. I promise you I'm going to be more consistent. And here's a video. Here's the way I've been doing Ice Ice Baby for a little while. Been doing it acoustic. I hope y'all like it. If not, wait till the next one. That's kind of what the post was like. It was a throwaway. I didn't figure anybody would like it. And if they did, few people would like it. It'd be okay. But at least it was a filler video. And the next thing you know, it just went bananas. It World Star Hip Hop posted it. Bam Margera posted it. It was just all over the place. And then I posted it to my Facebook page, then to my YouTube. And then accumulatively, I believe that video has, you add up all the pages that posted it and whatnot, it has well over 100 million views.
Oh, that's outstanding. What's your secret?
Or you don't know? Yeah, I don't have any. The only, you know, people ask me, I say, listen, I promise. The only thing I know is that I told God, if he wanted me to do this, to let me know I was going to make some videos. And if he brought fruit to him, then I would know he was telling me to do it. And he just keeps doing that. And he honors my effort. Because if he gives you a gift, he don't want you to bury it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not burying it. And he's honoring the effort. He continues to, and Proverbs says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. That's really happened in my life. That's literally the scripture of my life. So.
I would chalk it also down to your energy and your personality. As my grandma would have said, you're larger than life. Like that's as you would describe you. No, I've been watching your videos and listening to your music. It's outstanding. So next we're gonna listen to Ice Ice Baby.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back, the brand new invention, something. Grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like a harpoon. Daily and nightly, will it ever stop, y'all? I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll glow to the extreme. I rock a mic like a vandal, light up the stage and wax a chalk like a candle dance. Caress the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom, deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. Better hit bulls at it, kid, don't play. If it was a problem, I would solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Ice, vanilla ice, vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. Vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. Now that the body is jumping, with the bass kicked in, the fingers are pumping quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon, burning up. If we're not quick and nimble, I go crazy when I hear that cymbal. And I add with the souped up tempo, I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rolling in my 5.0 with the rack top down so my beard can blow. If it was a problem, I would solve it. Check out the hook on my DJ revolves it. Ice, vanilla ice, vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. Vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. Take heed, cause I'm a lyrical poet. Memphis on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. This is my town that created all the blues sounds. Enough to play and feel the soul all around. Cause my style's like a chemical spill. A feasible word you can vision and feel. Conducted and formed, it's a heck of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. A Billy Benz on the strings, cutting to your heart like the great B.B. King. So fast, no other city that can. If my music was a drug, I would sell it by the gram. I keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic when I kick my juice. If it was a problem, yo, I would solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. Vanilla ice, ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. Vanilla ice, vanilla ice, vanilla ice. Ice, baby. Oh, ice, ice, baby. Stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back, the brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flowing like a harpoon, daily and nightly.
Okay, so let's talk about the podcast that you have, Marty.
Yeah, I got a pod. The podcast is called The Marty Ray Project Chats. It's just really about two entertainers that are interviewing usually other entertainers from all different realms of entertainment. But we're fixing to start having some very interesting guests that really aren't in entertainment, but they've done some
some really crazy things, and they got really crazy stories. So we're branching out a little bit, but yeah, we've had Bert Kreischer and Daryl Worley and Dina Carter. We've had Ronnie Stoneman from Hee Haw. We've had everybody, DDP from wrestling. We've had everybody you can think of from the entertainment side of the world.
Yeah, I saw that. It's an interesting show. And who the co-host, is that somebody that you create music with, or is it a friend? Or
no, he is actually a phenomenal hit songwriter in his own right. His name's Chris Wallen. He wrote he's my friend, but we don't really that's not what we do. We don't make music together. We wrote a funny song together once called Stimulus Check Blues, which is on YouTube, but that's not what we do. We just do the podcast together and hang out. But yeah, he wrote a Don't Blink by Kenny Chesney and Something to Be Proud Of by Montgomery Gentry, and he's right kind of a legend in his own right.
Yeah, actually, now that you say his full name again, I have heard of his name. I'll look up his music, definitely. So one of the singles that you released is I Miss You Like Crazy. It's a ballad. But to be honest with you, Marty, it makes me cry every time I hear it. Like, it's incredible. Like, your voice is incredible. The lyrics are amazing. What did you write it about?
Well, the song is written about the feeling that people give you when you, like, you know how you round certain people of your family or your friends or whoever it is that you're around, and they make you feel like you're at home. They make you feel like home. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, it does.
That's kind of where that is. And those people are gone, and it's almost like you missed a part of your home because those people are no longer with you. It's supposed to make you cry. It's supposed to make you remember remember does. People. Yeah, remember people makes me cry because it makes me remember the people that no longer are there to help me feel like home, and in good ways though, not bad ways. It's not supposed to be the bad thing. It's supposed to be the good things. That's why the song is really just talking about the good memories, but it probably does, I'm sure, make certain people think of bad memories as well. I hope it don't, but I can't stop them if it does.
It's an insane song. I love it. Just the keyboards on that track.
The piano was done by a studio musician named Billy McCool. So that's how that happened. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he is phenomenal. The start of the track, it's a really amazing introduction into your singing. Like it's beautiful. So we're going to listen to I Miss You Like Crazy.
I think about you all the time. Your memory sustains my mind. Miss you like crazy. Miss you like crazy. Remember all the happy, sad things. Through it all, you were good to me. I miss you like crazy. I miss you like crazy. They say the grass is greener on the other side. It's always the same old color. That's what I come to find. What I come to find. 'Cause I'm tired of running, chasing everything, never finding the joy you bring. I guess I'm reaping the seed I've sown. I miss my home. I miss my home. Sun rays reaching down, drying tears, a new life found. So young and free. I miss you like crazy. Moonlight and a perfect song. Dream of days when you're never gone. Oh, I wanna see you. I miss you like crazy. They say the grass is greener on the other side. It's always the same old color. That's what I come to find. What I come to find. 'Cause I'm tired of running, chasing everything, never finding the joy you bring. I guess I'm reaping the seed I've sown. I miss my home. I miss my home. I miss my home, yeah. I miss my home, yeah. Oh, I miss you like crazy. You know I miss you like crazy. You know I miss you like crazy. Oh, I miss my home, yeah. I miss my. I miss my home. I miss my home.
So, Marty, what keeps you going when things get tough as an artist?
Well, I'll be honest with you, it does get tough, especially when you're independent. I say, you know, sometimes I say, send me a sign if you want me to keep going at this thing, and I'll keep going.
Yeah. But you also are an actor. You've acted in film and TV. Are you still acting?
I do, yeah.
What type of work do you do?
When I say still acting, I guess I mean I'm just still available, really. When they want me. I'm not really doing any acting as of right now because ain't nobody hired me. But I'm always auditioning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you co-starred in TBS, CBS, and AMC TV shows.
So. Yep. A long time ago, it seems like now. It's fun. It's fun getting paid to play make-believe.
Yeah, acting is fun. I was involved in drama when I was younger. So the song Greatest, you end the track, seems talking to a child. Is that about one of your children?
That's about both of my, that's to both of my children.
So it's a song that you wrote as a tribute to your daughters.
Just a message to them, you know, we do things that, you know, there might be times when I break your heart, but I promise you I'll put the pieces back together, and I know there'll be times that they do the same to me. So that's kind of where the message came from, and it was born out of that.
That's a beautiful message. Beautiful message. So we're going to hear that track up next.
Well, I might break your heart, but I take all the pieces that I tore apart and put them right back together again. And you might feel like you've been left behind, and you're wondering if life ever will do you right? So is it false or is it true that pain is just a night we go through? But joy comes swiftly when the sun shines on you, 'cause you're the greatest that I could ever do. Well, I know there'll be times when you think I don't love you and you start to cry, but remember, I live only for you. And when you say your prayers by your bedside with the moon in your hair, well, remember, I'm always praying for you. So is it false or is it truth that pain is just a night we go through? But joy comes swiftly when the sun shines on you, 'cause you're the greatest that I could ever do. Well, you might break my heart, but you take all the pieces that you tore apart and put them right back together again. Yeah. And I see in your eyes that you don't really wanna leave me behind, but you must go and carry on. Whoa! Is it false or is it truth that pain is just a night we go through? But joy comes swiftly when the sun shines on you, 'cause you're the greatest that I could ever do. You're the greatest that I could ever do. My girls, you're the greatest that your daddy ever did.
So before we go, Marty, where are you most active? You're active everywhere, so I almost don't want to ask that question. But where are you most active for people to follow you?
I would like for people to just to go to my website, MartyRayProject.com, and join the mailing list on there. Get some merch or whatever, and all my social medias are there. But I'm really active on every social media besides Twitter and Snapchat, but I'm on both of those, but I'm not really super active on them. So Facebook, YouTube, I post a video just about every week. And we also have a YouTube channel for the podcast as well called the Marty Ray Project Chats.
Yeah, so, I saw that.
Yeah.
And your website does have all the links on, including your podcast link.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate the time you spent.
Oh, no worries. Thanks for having me.
Have a good night, and God bless.
You too, Shay. God bless you.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. Next episode, Toronto rock band Drop Top Alibi is on the show. Drop Top Alibi has a tough, loud, and wild sound that rips through you. They blend 70s classic riffs with 80s soaring vocals, and they're a timeless rock and roll band. So catch you at the pod on March 16th, On Air Indie. From my pad to yours over the airways. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.